clean, that I can stand before you righteous, and the law of sin and death has nothing over me. Satan has nothing over me. My life is in you, and I'm protected and sealed and shielded under the shadow of Almighty God. We can pray that way right after a boo-boo, right after a blunder if you're sincere. You get it? And the law of sin and death is crushed. It has no right to you. Phew, that's just really good, man. Okay? The effective, fervent prayer. Isn't that good? The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You see why it's important to keep a righteous identity? Because you have a right to be in the presence of God and pray in the name of Jesus. You have a right to. You see why so many people struggle with their righteousness? Because the fervent, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. John, when I first met him, he used to call me a lot and say, I was wondering if you could just like pray with me about this, or pray with so-and-so, because, well, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And he knew that I knew I was righteous. So he would call me on that scripture. Based on that scripture, that was why he'd say he called me. Because he wanted me to pray about something. Because he said he knew God heard me because I knew I was righteous. Didn't you used to do that all the time? And I think that's funny. It's just good. And guess what? I am righteous in him. Not in me. In him. When you say you're righteous, people are like, oh my God. You better believe I am, because Jesus is sitting at the right hand and his blood's on the mercy seat. And you better believe that it makes my heart love him, humble before him, but bold and confident that he's in me and with me by his desire. So this gospel I'm preaching, I've been saying this a while.